whatever it is sitting there. Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a charge on my account for $39 and let's see, which one am I on? For $69.92. And it was apparently some part of a survey or something for today, but I never took a survey or authorized any kind of charges or anything to my account.
Okay, let me see here. All right. Verify your shipping address for me.
Well, I mean, it was my address is 4314 Woodstone Circle. And I know that's the address that you guys have on file, but I've already talked to a lady about this, and that she's the one that transferred me to you guys. But I never filled out a survey. I never filed anything. I never did anything today in any shape, form, or fashion.
Okay. Well, can you verify the address for me?
4314 Woodstone Circle, Corinth, Texas. Zip code is 76208.
Thank you.
Yep.
What do you see here? I do see here this for the discount club.
Right, according to the lady, it was for discount club, and it was offered through a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
So you're saying you didn't order this, you don't know what this is. Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
No, because no one in my household has my card number that would have been given to them. I don't let anybody in my household have my card number.
Awesome. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, what we do here in the fraud department?
Yes.
We can put this under a fraud investigation, whereas we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account. During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we do offer a courtesy refund amount. But if you don't want to,
Continue. I'm sorry.
So if you don't want to go through the fraud, we offer a courtesy refund. That's only be of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Yeah, I didn't order it. I'm positive 100%. I did not order it.
So, did you want to go through that fraud?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, I do. I want to go through the fraud.
Okay. Just provide me a few seconds while I input that information.
Okay. What do you need?
I said just provide me a few seconds while I put that information
in. Okay. I apologize. do a survey on LinkedIn? Did you do a survey on LinkedIn?
No.
Did you do anything that charged, that my card charged $69?
No.
Thank you.
I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me a few more seconds, please.
Of course.
Okie dokie. All right, sir, while that fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account has been canceled and refunded. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud, we'll contact you.
Okay. And can you tell me what email address you have on file?
The email address we have here is djrabby.dr@gmail.com.
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right. Hey, mister, anything else I can do for you?
No, sir, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, you too.